This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dave Martin, known as DC Dave. His website is dcdave.com. Okay, give us some poetry.
Okay, here's Weingarten's. The old man and the priest retold in the style of a four-quatrain ballad. The confession took father aback. I'm 80 years old and long married, but I'm here to fess up to a lack of morals. I admit that I tarried with not one last night, but with two, college age and quite lovely they were. Three times then did we the act do. The evening passed by in a blur. Planning penance, the priest asked the guy when he had last used a rosary chain. Why, never, the man said, for I grew up Jewish, and Jew I remain. The cleric then shook his good head. I tell this to me then, my son. A smile, the old man simply said, well, why not? I tell everyone.
Oh. Why not?
Okay, that was printed in the Washington Post. What will not get printed into the Washington Post is my rejoinder on the same subject. I call it my article, Dueling Christian Jewish Verse. And I had just heard this joke a few days before, so I sent this back to him. A smart young Jewish couple strolling by a church, when a sign they saw out front stopped them in a lurch. Come in and be baptized, and we won't make you rich, but we'll give you $100, read the enticing pitch. The man dropped all resistance and was forthwith drawn inside against the grave forebodings of his much more prudent bride. Snapped she upon his emergence, did you get your $100, honey? Asked he, what's with you people that you only think of money?
Oh, well, my goodness.
I said to Weingarten, and he said, good one.
Amazing.
He's got a sense of humor, but he ain't going to print it.
That is very good.
That's how you might, any of your listeners might want to try their hand at the genre. My most recent one was at the insistence of an Irish-American friend of mine. It's one of his favorite jokes. So he asked me to, if I could put it into verse, and it's my most recent one of that genre called Pious Patrick O'Reilly. This is a little shorter. He'd rushed away from the bar. His client, he knew, wouldn't wait. His need for parking space was reaching the desperate state. He raised his gaze toward heaven. Lord, find me a parking slot, and I'll never again drink whiskey, not even a single shot. Then, in the very next instant, a beautiful space he did find, said he with a short glance skyward. Lord, I found one.
Never mind. I anticipated that. That's funny.
This is fun.
Yes, it is. Getting back to Trump.
Yes. Trump.
Back in November, there was an article printed at the Huffington Post, and the name of the article is "Did Trump Lie About the Helicopter Death of a Mormon Executive?" Do you know anything about that? Apparently, it was published in a book by Michael Cranish and Mark Fisher, and they're two Washington Post reporters, and they published a biography of Trump.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, he was supposed to have been on a trip with some other gentlemen, And the helicopter that he would he was supposed to be on crashed. And there was three people aboard, Mark Ettis, Jonathan Benenave, and Stephen Hyde, which is a Mormon father of seven, who was considered the mastermind of Trump's Atlantic City casino empire and was, at the time of his death, the president of the Trump Plaza Hotel and Casino. Now, I assume that Stephen Hyde is a descendant of Orson Hyde, who was a person that the Mormon Church sent over to Palestine to dedicate the land for the so-called return, quote-unquote, of the Jew.
Hmm. This is, sounds like a heavy-duty article.
Yes, and I threw in, you know, some of the stuff just from my own experience and education. But anyway, it just seems kind of interesting. And so Trump actually insisted that he was supposed to be on the helicopter on the day that it crashed, and that he survived, or that he decided not to go. And so he, you know, he may have been using this to further his whatever he was trying to do. But it came out right around the time of the election in November of last year.
Hmm.
And it's from the Trump biography, Last or Lost Tycoon. Anyway,
I would appreciate it if you would send me a link to that article so I could examine it for myself.
Yes, it's very interesting. Actually, Mark in Florida sent me the link, and I thought, whoa, is this... this is very exciting. I'm going to post it in the chat room. I will also email the link to you. Or I'll just put it in the Skype box.
There's another Huffington Post article that is a little more cutting edge than most that I just discovered in doing research on the article I'm working on. By one Marcus Barham, written in June 28, 2011. Entitled Rolling Snake Eyes, Trump's First Casino Partners Had Alleged Mob Ties.
So I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, that's what they do. And that's
exactly
what the mob
Why
does.
Wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they?
Sure.
You know, this is the really...
That's where the money is.
And it's interesting in the... With the exception of articles tucked here and there deep in the internet, the mainstream press just really doesn't talk about the mob anymore. You know, and if they are, they're, it's always Italians. And that's
oh,
one
yes.
thing that's good about the Morris and Denton book. They call it the older term, the syndicate. And so it's not the mafia, not Cosa Nostra, not even the mob. They're called the syndicate. And the syndicate is probably more Jewish than it is Italian.
Sure.
It has people of all ethnicities in it. You know, thanks to Hollywood, they've made it just synonymous with the mafia, the Italian mafia. But it's not just that, and it's heavily Jewish.
Yeah, the people at the top are all Jewish.
Yeah, well, the Meyer Lansky organization.
Sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, I would heavily recommend that book, The Money and the Power, the Hold of Las Vegas on America, by Sally Denton and Roger Morris. And Yeah, they've written a lot about the MENA, Arkansas drug smuggling. That's something else we don't hear much about at all.
Isn't it interesting that when we should have heard about it, all we were hearing about was O.J. Simpson killing two people? We should have been hearing about what was going on in Mena, Arkansas, and about the Clintons' ties with Tyson and drugs and all the other stuff.
Yeah. And these days, it's the opioid epidemic. Opioid. No. It's the cheap heroin epidemic. And where does that cheap heroin originate? Afghanistan.
Right.
Virtually all of it comes from Afghanistan.
Do you realize how long the U.S. military has been there protecting the fields?
Well, exactly. I mean the Taliban had pretty well wiped it out. And,
right.
But you won't see any mention. I mean, this is a major crisis we have on our hands, but in no mainstream article is there, almost the word heroin is almost not a forbidden word.
Right.
But especially forbidden is heroin to opium to Afghanistan, that connection.
Right.
It's just not talked about. So, you know, when they talk about fake news, that's never been in my 17 techniques for truth suppression. You know, the flat-out lie comes down late in the list. Number one is dummy up. Don't report it. You know, the biggest reason people might be a little vulnerable to fake news is because there's so much that's not reported. They're desperate for news of things that are actually happening around them, like this heroin epidemic. What's behind it?
Sure.
Well, you're never going to hear about it.
Yeah. The U.S. military has been there 16 years. I mean, seriously, 16 years of military expense? What could possibly be so important to spend that kind of money, so-called U.S. tax dollars? What could possibly be that important other than drugs? And you know, getting back to the gambling, I think the reason we don't hear negative things about gambling anymore is because gambling has become commonplace. I mean, it used to be you had to go to Nevada, and the slot machines were only allowed in Nevada, but now they're allowed all over the country, and there's commercials on TV talking about how it's wonderful to go and gamble. I mean, that used to be totally illegal. So now that they've legalized it, it's nothing to talk about.
So many states with their own lotteries, you know? I mean,
oh, yes.
You got the government pushing it.
Yes.
You know, with the advertising, I used to get the Virginia State Lottery advertised on TV here all the time. You know, like it's a great thing. I mean, this used to be a Christian country. That's one of the deadly sins. I mean, gambling is not something I was raised to think of as thoroughly sinful.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's...
Another really bad aspect of it is that it's used for money laundering.
Sure.
It's a primary means. So much of the money that went into Las Vegas and goes into all of these gambling operations is dirty money. Yeah.
Sure.
And where does dirty money originate? Well, in the heroin trade, you know, for one thing.
Right.
And for the people smuggling trade, that's something else. Another area in which I was, I think, a little ahead of my time, you go back to my website, you look at the directory that the guy from AriWatch.com has done on my website, and you'll find that I was writing about the immigration abuse of the H-2A program for farm workers back in 1998, and that's still I've got an article that I wrote during the campaign, Trump Half Right, on immigration and Hispanic crime. You know, you can build that wall all you want. It's only going to make the illegal operation of the H-2A and H-2B programs all that much more lucrative. Because sure. Then they get in legally. They just they stay illegally, but they get in legally.
Right.
And that's a major abuse that is not written about. I'm the only one writing about that. And yeah. I was writing about it back in 1998.
Wow.
And just recently, a guy from BuzzFeed did a really good article, but that was it. He interviewed all the right people down in North Carolina, which leads the country in abuse of the H-2A program. But all
oh, really?
Those, they come in legally, but they don't have any track of them once they're in. And what they're paid in the farm labor is not sufficient to make a living on. They say, well, they're doing work that Americans don't want to do. No, not at what they pay them.
Right.
Nobody can live on what they pay them. They're not expected to get here and live on what they pay them for that farm work. They get here so they can get here and not go back.
Right. And of course,
and so
it works both ways. It works both ways. You have corporations that hire people who, and then they don't have to pay them as much, and they don't have to pay any of the insurance or any of the tax, nothing. They pay them under the table, and they don't provide them with the amenities that they would have to provide to an American worker, to a citizen.
Yeah. That's just one of the most misleading cliches of all. They do the work that Americans don't
yes.
want to do. Well, any work can get done if you pay people enough to do it.
Sure.
Yeah. There's a lot of even slaughterhouses. Well, you pay a person enough to do it, and they'll do it. But you're
right.
They'd rather get desperate people to do it so they can pay them a pittance.
Right.
And of course, that was what Trump tapped into, the resentment of a lot of blue-collar people who've seen their living standards going down the toilet and their job opportunities going down the toilet because they're having to compete with desperate people.
And of course, this has been going on since NAFTA. I mean, this has been going on since...
You've got an unholy alliance of bleeding hearts and abusive businessman.
Right.
But this is, it was resentment over this that put Trump in, but we'll see what he does about it.
Right.
Don't expect much.
And how can you revert NAFTA, which Clinton and the Bushes promoted and pushed through? How can you go back to 1991 and say, okay, we're going to revert back to pre-1991. I mean, all these companies that have left and are producing goods in other countries, they're not going to come back. Seriously, they are not going to come back. I think this was all deliberate, a deliberate attempt to destroy not only the American public, the American middle class, but America in general. If you take a look at the infrastructure and everything else, it's not just the people, it's the whole country that is being destroyed. And this nonsense about building a wall, I mean, when there's roads that are falling apart, buildings that are falling apart, bridges that are coming apart, and he's going to put billions of dollars in building a wall? Ridiculous. Totally ridiculous.
I've even toyed with the idea that Trump neither he nor his handlers thought that he had a chance to be elected. And so what they would do is take good ideas and make him the vessel for the good ideas to make them look bad. Now, there are people who've argued that that was what was done in the case of Joe McCarthy.
Huh. Okay, we've got a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners. Borrowers. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi folks, let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dave Martin, known as DC Dave. His website is dcdave.com. Just let me share one comment from the chat room. We have a lot, if I can find it again here. We have a lot of very interesting people in the chat room. And opioid derivatives are integral to big pharma products. Much bigger story than the heroin epidemic story making the rounds. And that is so true. When you think of opioids and who is really promoting them is big pharma. And they're making a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're definitely part of the problem, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
But these overdoses, I think, are primarily from heroin. And more this artificial opioid called fentanyl.
Oh.
And I don't know who's making that, but I would think probably the CIA is involved in that as well.
They've always been involved with drug running, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it goes back to the opium wars almost, the secret government and,
sure.
And illegal drugs.
Sure. The Green Gang in China, they were always in charge.
Yeah.
And they worked right with the government.
The hypocrites in New England, I think a lot of the money that was made that funded Harvard, I think, actually was involved.
Oh, sure. And Yale. Yeah,
I mean, the New Englanders were in the slave trade, but
sure. Certain New Englanders.
Yeah. But wow. Back to this idea of Trump not really intending to win, I think think about it. You know, the way he treated Jeb Bush, maybe it was intended to garner sympathy for Jeb Bush.
Oh.
You know, because he was abusive toward the guy. Well,
sure.
Lo and behold, it didn't work. They didn't realize how truly unpopular the Bushes were. I mean, he was over the top, but nothing really serious. He didn't hit the Bushes where he could really hurt them. I mean, he's low energy. I mean, this is not a serious attack on Jeb Bush. But people didn't like Jeb Bush.
Right.
You know?
And he was the presumptive candidate for the Republican Party.
He was the presumptive. That was what they were wanting to give us, a choice between Hillary and Jeb Bush, I do believe.
Right.
Trump was the clown who was supposed to turn good ideas into bad ones by personifying them and overdoing them. Like, well, forbid no Muslims at all come to the country, and we'll build this gigantic wall and all this just over the top stuff. And lo and behold, it didn't turn people off to the extent that they thought it would. And that, what do you know? I've got a movement on my hands.
You know, I feel like there's kind of a, I don't know. I don't see his wife, Melania, working with him as a typical first lady. I think that you are probably right in your speculation. It's speculation, but it's very convincing speculation. Because you have to kind of wonder. I mean, she doesn't want to seem to have anything to do with Washington or politics or anything else. And so you just might be right that this was just...
Yeah, but I don't think they thought they would... They'd read it.
Exactly.
They didn't think, what do you know? We're winning.
Here, exactly. I think your speculation is right on, because I don't think that they anticipated that he would win, because honestly, he's always been looked at. I mean, he's kind of a scoundrel kind of a guy. I mean, the way
people. I mean, he didn't really have a positive image. I mean,
no.
He had name recognition, but it was not really good name recognition.
It was all negative.
Yeah. And the fact that the ideas that he adopted were popular ideas, and he didn't sufficiently tarnish them. I mean, his opening announcement, they're rapists. Over the top.
Indeed. All righty, we're going to a quick break. We'll be right back. Maybe we can talk about Hillary.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dave Martin, known as DC Dave, and his website is DCDave.com. And just before the break, I mentioned we might be able to talk about Hillary and his response, his so-called debates. I wonder if he was aware that Hillary was given the questions before the debate and that they were just all really orchestrated.
It's possible he might have known. Our last two presidents, the main thing they have had to recommend them is that they weren't Hillary Clinton. That was his major appeal to the Democratic Party, was that people didn't want Hillary. They turned to this guy who had no record, who had a few empty promises. They said he was a good speaker, but even his speeches are nothing to write home about. But since they say he's a good speaker, then he is a good speaker. And he's a mystery man, still remains a mystery man.
Absolutely.
Where was he really born? I think it's a legitimate question.
Him at Columbia?
It's incredible.
Someone should remember that he was there.
And there's this this black minister who raised the issue of
David Manning.
Any women he's ever, has he ever had a girlfriend?
Nope.
Is any woman who's ever come forward and said, "Yeah, I was his girlfriend"? Not one.
Anybody see Michelle pregnant? Or Michael, or whatever?
Yeah. I mean, it's a total mystery, man. Well, and so people chose this mystery man because he wasn't Hillary. And he was ostensibly black, although, I mean, culturally, he's not as black as I am, I don't think. I mean, I was raised in rural eastern North Carolina, which culturally I'm much closer to the people that go to the Baptist church there, the same as I did.
Yes, he was raised in Hawaii, for goodness sake, and supposed to go to school in California.
Raised by white people in Hawaii.
Right.
I mean, culturally, there's nothing black about him except when he gets up in front of a black audience
right.
and puts on the puts right. on the black accent.
Right. What did Manning call him? He had this very wonderful name that he called him, referred to him as. I can't remember what the name was, but it was not. It was very negative. It was not endearing at all. The other thing, too, is that I understand that Hillary made a deal that if she allowed Obama to be elected, that she would get her turn next. And from what I understand, at the time that her delegates would have voted, would have raised their hand and whatnot, she called a special meeting, and most of the delegates left the room to attend the special meeting that she had so that he would get the nomination. And this was a story that was circulating back then. And maybe that is why she was so angry. And so, I mean, she was out of control that she did not win this election. I mean, she was she was out of control as far as the stories that I hear, because she was promised this. And I think that he probably was put in order to get the so-called Affordable Care Act passed, because he could appeal to people who didn't have insurance. Not that having insurance guarantees that you're going to have access to health care. It just means that the insurance companies are going to make a lot of money. And when you think about it, the whole game, the Affordable Health Care Act, is really designed to help the medical industrial community complex.
Yeah, it's certainly done that. Like, make it like automobile insurance. It's required for everybody, and then everybody.
And see, once you have insurance, a lot of times people would say, "Oh, I can't afford to get that surgery. I can't afford to do this or that." Now that you have insurance, they can mandate, force you to do something that you wouldn't have ordinarily done had you not had the insurance. So it's become kind of a compulsory kind of a situation that we are all in. And when you consider that our bodies, that's our last property. They belong to us, and yet the government has really arbitrarily taken them over by promising us some benefit that they're not going to really provide and can't provide, because the doctors are getting the number of doctors are decreasing. So how can they promise that you're going to have access to health care and it's all going to be paid for? And actually, insurance is a very communistic approach to everything anyway. I mean, basically what you're saying is, yeah, my neighbor's going to pay for this surgery or that surgery. No, I mean, until medicine became a for-profit industry back in 68-69, people pay, you know, there was just, it was between you and your doctor. And doctors worked, they didn't make as much, but that was okay. And they thought it was okay until for-profit came into the play.
Well, Hillary definitely acted like she thoroughly thought she was going to win, and the fix was in for her.
I think she really thought it was in, because yeah. I think they promised it to her, and maybe that's why they brought in Trump. I don't know. I mean, your comments about Trump, makes sense. Really does.
He was supposed to be the designated loser.
Yeah.
First, he was supposed to be the designated loser to Jeb.
Yes.
You take all of the good ideas and you put them into the basket with this clown who make them look like bad ideas because they're coming from him, and he overdoes it and exaggerates so much that it will turn people off. Well, it did turn a lot of people off, but there's such strong, deep feeling for these good ideas that, what the heck? We'll go.
It's
still, he's their guy. Either way, they can't lose. I mean, we knew that if it were Jeb versus Hillary, there was no way they could lose. Well, now look at his foreign policy. Well, the neocons had him in their back pocket, too, it looks like.
Sure.
Well,
and
I don't think he just suddenly changed.
Yeah.
No more than Chris Ruddy suddenly changed and became a Hillary supporter.
Right.
You know, he was the same guy. You know, he studied at Hebrew University. What's this Irish cop son from Long Island studying at Hebrew University?
Indeed.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Nobody has ever explained why he went. And I've written an article about him called "The Double Agent Ruddy Reaches for Media Pinnacle," in which I talk about my first indication, my personal dealing with him, when I mentioned something about Israel in a negative light, as any right-thinking American would mention Israel, I think.
Should do.
And he just viscerally bristled.
Wow.
That's the best way I can put it. He viscerally bristled. How dare you attack wonderful Israel? This is strange. I thought, well, I mean, he's trying to curry favor with me as a fellow critic of the Foster case. Why is he reacting like this?
Indeed.
So he sort of stored that away. But it makes a lot of sense. And then he gets this Newsmax website, which he'd never shown any indication to me that he had the least bit of computer skills or knew anything about the new media. So they set him up with this Newsmax business.
Which is amazing, yeah.
Yeah. So he's not who no more what he appears to be than what Donald Trump appears to be.
Right.
Very similar, and so it's natural that they should be good buddies, I guess.
Yes.
And they didn't just...
He's good buddies with everybody. I mean, there's nobody that he's good buddies with Kissinger. He's good buddies with Netanyahu. He's good buddies, well, of course, with Kushner.
Jeffrey Epstein?
Yes, Friedman, and not everybody. Yes, you have to ask yourself.
Well, that's the guy to be good buddies with.
Yes.
I guess your astute listeners know who Jeffrey Epstein is, right?
Yes, oh yes.
The Lolita Express, the financier from New York who got the sweetheart 1 year of practically house arrest for what would get anybody else a life sentence, I think, for sexual abuse of minors. In large numbers.
And when did that happen?
and the prosecutor in the case, he's the guy that's made the Secretary of Labor by Trump.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. When you look at all of his appointees and all the people he's appointed, it's very telling. And I talked about this with another guest back in November. because I could see what had happened, and I felt terrible about it. And all the appointees and all of the people that were closest to him, like Kushner, his son-in-law, his daughter, and Kushner's father made most of his money in real estate and financed a lot of these settlements in the Gaza Strip. Illegal settlements.
The elder Kushner is a real piece of work.
Indeed.
You heard of the episode in which he hired a prostitute to seduce his, I think, a brother-in-law?
Tell us about that.
He had a dispute with. He hired a prostitute to seduce the guy, and they filmed it, and then he blackmailed him.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that just politics all over the place?
He actually presented the videotape to his sister, that is, the wife of the brother-in-law. Oh. Is that low or what?
Yes, but I mean, that's kind of how they act in Washington, D.C., right? They get the goods on you, and then they threaten to blackmail you if you don't acquiesce to their demands.
Well, yeah, the first man's resume should be unassailable, but that'll be the day he wouldn't be blackmailable. That's one of my poems.
Yes.
And that really sort of sums it up, you know.
That's
you have
true.
To be blackmailable. You think with all of his dealings that Donald Trump could be blackmailable?
Yes.
Certainly Hillary could be blackmailable.
Oh my gosh. For sure. And
Bill...
Bill's
ultimately blackmailable. The first hint I heard of that was from Bernard Yeo, the late Bernard Yeo, who worked for Accuracy in Media with Reed Irvine, a Chinese guy who was an intelligence agent for the Chiang Kai-shek government way back. And right-hand man in Ngozi Jim in Vietnam. Anyway, a Chinese Christian, Yo told me that he had heard from intelligence agents in Taiwan that when Bill had made a trade visit to Taipei, that he had visited the top brothel in Taipei. Now, would Bill do something like that?
Oh, of course not.
Certainly, the story has a ring of truth. Anyway, according to these Taiwanese intelligence agents, the mainland Chinese ran that brothel and had it thoroughly bugged and filmed and everything.
Oh, my gosh.
And he said that they had sex tapes of Bill. And that explains his China policy, which it has a ring of truth, I must say.
Yes,
Accuracy and Media never printed that, but I heard it straight from Bernard Yeo. He can't deny it now; he's dead. But he told me that.
Sure, and it's certainly comparable to all the other stories we've heard. I mean, where has Bill gone anywhere where he hasn't? Engaged in, I mean, you know, in the White House, from the White House to every other location you can think of. I mean, that was just who he was.
The funniest line I heard from Jay Leno is along those lines. He was talking about a campaign visit he'd made to California, and the motorcade, a woman bared her breasts to the and so she was quickly rustled to the ground, and when they got Bill off her,
oh.
It was Bill that rustled her to the ground.
You're right. I got that. Oh, my goodness.
So, because he is much more connected as Jeffrey Epstein. He'd been on numerous flights on what they call a Lolita Express, because there's so many underage girls on the airplane with Epstein to his private island in the Bahamas, I believe. Yeah, Bahamas. But Trump has spoken of Epstein as a friend of his.
Whoops.
Yeah, and didn't he go to Chelsea's wedding, I think? He's not really an enemy of the Clintons.
Yes.
And also at Chelsea's wedding was Epstein's mistress, the Ghislaine Maxwell.
Okay, we have to take a real quick break. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is DC Dave, and his website is dcdave.com. And Mark in Florida just Skyped me a link to a let's see, Clinton Crime Family Foundation. Chelsea Clinton's father-in-law, a convicted felon.
Yeah. Ms. Vinsky.
Yes. Apparently, I guess maybe it just kind of runs in the family that, yeah, this is quite an interesting article.
Oh. Well, it figures, but I mean, it builds. You know, I don't know if you've read Roger Morris's Partners in Power about Bill and Hillary's America, the Clintons' America, I think it's a subtitle.
Oh, I haven't.
Well, you know, and also you might want to read Dolly Kyle's book.
Oh, I have read hers. Yes, she's fabulous. I had her on the program a couple of times, and oh, she's marvelous, just marvelous.
Yeah.
And thank you for your reference to her. Yeah, she was terrific, and she knew him as a young girl. She knew him; they were friends.
Yeah, well then. And it was in Hot Springs, you know. That's where she's from, and they make a big to-do about Bill in Hope, Arkansas, but his ties to Hope, Arkansas are very loose because, I mean, he was a first grader when he moved away from Hope. So he's really practically a native son of Hot Springs, which is the crime capital of Arkansas. You know, it's the illegal drugs. Dolly says that they didn't even realize it was illegal. It was so open in Hot Springs growing up there. You know, Chicago mob. It was their southern resort. You know, and Chicago mobsters were seen in Hot Springs regularly.
Really.
And Uncle Raymond was the biggest influence on Bill's life. That's the older brother of Roger Clinton Sr., his stepfather. And Raymond sort of took him under his wing. And Raymond, according to Morris, was the mob's man in the Hot Springs. Had connections to the Chicago mob. So, there you go.
Wow. Amazing.
Alrighty,
we're at the top of the hour. We'll be back in 3 minutes and we'll take some phone calls. Be right back.
Question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.